This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ken, Lima, Miles Garrett, Steen. It's technically a victory Monday. Super Bowl! Super Brown!
Yeah!
That's the coming in hotline. Use it. Get the free Odyssey app. It's right next to the Listen Live button. You'll see a microphone. Click that microphone, get it in, get it out about 30 seconds. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. Use that coming in hotline. Had two of those versions, and you can get yours in on the absolutely positively free Odyssey app.
Favorite the station. Then you get updates, Anthony. And they tell you when they sign free agents today. That's how I found out.
Yes.
My wife actually told me we were in the car.
Then
I had to pull over the car.
He pulled over to read the updates.
Yes.
How you think about that? What do you think about that, buddy boy? Also remember, NFL free agency tampering, quote-unquote, the tampering period, starts today at noon. Make sure you keep it here on the fan all day long, all the latest updates. Because now, I think a lot of people in West are all about this coming up at 8:02, a Didi Kickabwala at 7:22 this morning, whether or not the Browns are going to be very aggressive in free agency. They always seem to try to be. I don't know what they have now left over. Daryl will give us all the skinny, everything else, but
I just did the math.
Be as aggressive as they can, I bet.
I know, Owen, you were looking at me as I'm going with my
fingers.
You were
counting on your fingers. Don't say I did the math. You're counting
the last time we were happy as Browns fans, was it November 21st?
Yes.
Steelers win?
The snow game.
The snow game.
Yep. That was the last time we were happy as Browns fans.
I mean, maybe you were happy with some of Jerry Jeudy on December 2nd against Denver, but...
I mean, no, because they lost.
But they lost. So you got to go almost 4 months since we have had something to enjoy as Browns fans. That is a long-ass time.
Put that out there for everybody. That is that's sobering. 216-474-0092. So how do you feel about Miles now? I feel the same way I felt about Miles 3 weeks ago. Some people are upset. They go, he didn't have to do this. No, he didn't. I don't know. I guess he could have just said it was about the money. But I think maybe he saw himself an opportunity to, if they are going in a different direction, wherever I'm going to go is going to pay me, and I'm going to get money no matter what, so I might as well give them the opportunity to trade me.
The only thing, and we're going to get to the phones right here, the only thing I can think, and it's tough to know how to give benefit of the doubt to the Browns or Miles when this thing instantly became ugly, is what about an offer was there that Miles didn't like? Or was it the same all throughout?
I bet.
Because if it was the same all throughout, then Miles would
maybe
look really
no
bad.
Maybe it was trade. Maybe it was guaranteed.
Yeah. What did he do? Now, is it worth it to go through all this for $30 million more guaranteed? I'm not going to be naive here.
Yes, it probably is.
Yeah. Yes, it probably is.
But don't you think they would have guaranteed him?
Is it worth angering Carl in Brunswick and Tim in Parma?
I could see the no trade clause being a part of it. Because, guys... I shouldn't say this now because I don't want to poo-poo anybody's good time. I mean, they could win 5 games and we could be back in this spot next year. Like, okay, should we move on from? Can we get one first-round pick now? Like, you could do that the whole time, and then that takes away the power that you have, because there were plenty of people saying, well, just trade them to whoever. Whoever will offer them. So, okay, the Jets are a crazy football team. Like, the Jets and Urban Reuben, I'm just using them as an example of a crazy football team. The Jets are a crazy football team. Maybe they'd offer him. Well, he doesn't want to go to the Jets. He would want to go to a contender. And I always felt that it would filter through to a natural contender. So one of the top teams of the NFL would be only one of the top teams to do it, but you really wouldn't want to do it because what's a first-round pick when it's the 28th, 29th, 30th pick, wherever in there? So you have your good and your bad. Now with a no-trade clause, but Jacksonville, the Jets, the Giants, one of the crazy teams could say, hey, we were willing to give this, and Miles could go, no. I'm going to go to Washington, Detroit, he could always do that. Maybe that was the sticking point. Because I think if it comes to money, they've never not ponied up money. They've always been willing to pay, at least with this ownership, they've always been willing to pay good and bad. They've always been willing to give the money. 216-474-0092. Martin Willard, you're first up on the Fan. Martin, go ahead.
I was going to say that Miles, I mean, he's going to have a rough time when he doesn't show up for games at times, especially towards the end of the season. I mean, I've been a season ticket holder for about 7 years now, and the fans get pretty rough down there.
I think it's always been that way. I think it's always been. I think he's dealt with that his entire career, though. Don't you? I don't think there's been any time there's been a question of what's going on in the fourth quarter or some. I think he's always dealt with that. I mean, good God, again, I've told the stories. A couple years ago, you know, Lyman and I had an argument with another show about whether or not Miles loves football. We had to cold call a bunch of people from outside Cleveland, NFL analysts, to ask whether or not Miles Garrett was elite. I think that's kind of old hat for him.
Yeah, it'll be rough for him. I mean,
well, okay, you focused on that.
In the intros, when he comes out, he gets the loudest cheers, you know. How it is this year.
You focused on that end of the year, what if. But just in the interim right now, I mean, what was your thought yesterday when you heard the news?
Obviously, I was glad. But us as an organization, we still have to – everybody's going to bite that big turd sandwich. Everybody's got to take a bite of it. You know, we're still in the same situation.
Well, Martin, yeah, thank you very. I don't think it's a sandwich that you have to eat when it's still a great football player. I just don't know how much better it's going to make you.
When I take a step back, and you saw a bunch of signings yesterday, and the Steelers will certainly at some point.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
get to that, because had this not have happened, we probably would have been talking, did the Steelers, was that a good move for them? They still don't have a quarterback, but they went and go get DK Metcalf and trade a second rounder for him. I tried yesterday. I honestly did. I said, you know, are we a different team now? Did something happen? Or are we the same last time we saw him, 3-14, off the rails, and everything that led to Miles, you know, just compounding the problem with his declaration?
I don't think they're as bad as 3-14. I just don't think they're as good as they were 2 years ago. I think they're somewhere, again, the amount of turnovers, the dissension that you had within that offense, just hearing this stuff, it's like, all right, even if you get back to basics, you're still probably a 500, sub-500 team, unless that quarterback can take you to a different level. Well, the quarterbacks that they have right now are not going to take them to any sort of a different level. And the different level I'm asking for, honestly, is 9, 10, 11 wins somewhere in there, which is a lot. It's absolutely a lot, I'll grant everybody. But that's what it's there to save everybody's jobs. Because if they go out and they win 9 games and they don't make the postseason, all right, well, you kept them through 3 wins. Are you not going to keep them through 9? After you brought back Miles? And 9 wins, I don't remember exactly how Atlanta finished. You finish with 9 wins and Shedeur Sanders plays like Michael Penix Jr. in the second half of the season, I think you're fine. I think a lot of people are happy. Or not happy, optimistic. Optimistic for their future. John and Parma, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, Myles Garrett is probably the best defensive player we've had in our history. There's probably no argument in that.
Yes.
My issue is that he said multiple times, you know, it's not about the money. I want to go somewhere and win a Super Bowl. Well, I guess when you flash that many dollars in front of him, I guess it was about the money. And looking at the schedule, if the Browns win 5 games next year, I think they're going to be lucky. No matter if they break, if they draft a quarterback, which I think both of them are going to end up being a bust, or if they bring in somebody, I just think with the way the schedule lies, they're going to have a rough season next year and only win 5-6 games.
Well, the schedule, I mean, it's not college football. I know what you're saying, John. I mean, they're all tough games, and that's something I say to everybody. I think, and thank you for the call. I think that they are, as of right now, again, a 4-6 win football team. We'll see what they do at the quarterback position. I think that'll change a lot this week about how I feel if they could get the 7 wins, depending on who they bring in. And then we'll find out what they do in the draft. I think this almost guarantees they're taking a quarterback 1 or 2, and let me underline 1 or 2, in the draft coming up. I think that when you look at the history of the Browns with Myles Garrett on the team, I can't go and say that this signing is just going to make them a playoff team. So what's in it for the Browns fan? Guys, and everybody likes to do the whole thing. Like, yeah, Mary Kay was right. She said it was a money play. Terry Pluto said it was a money play. But I also think that there were plenty of people out there who might have thought contrary to thinking, well, this might be in everybody's best interest. There could have been a point where when Jimmy said he wasn't going to meet with him on Saturday, when it was reported that Jimmy wasn't going to meet, Jimmy didn't say anything. When it was reported that Jimmy wasn't going to meet with Miles on Friday, it could have been a point, what's said is said. Because I think what a lot of people thought of, like our buddy Brad Ward would always tweet at the show, like, guys, the cap hit is monstrumental. They can't move him. And I thought, he's the only guy, and you're right, but if you were trading him, you don't care about dead cap space anymore. You're taking the picks. You're beginning the rebuild. And I think that they were thinking, guys, I can't trade you. I can't, like, Nicole Lynn, I can't trade him. We're not going to trade him. He could sit out. I can't do it. It's prohibitive against the cap. We're up against it. I'm writing my own pink slip if I trade you. It's that simple. So you can stay and take money, or I can trade you and just have my own job, which doesn't sound very good to a fan that's never going to be traded or fired because they're fans and they're going to be GMs forever. But that's the situation that they're in. And hell, I think that's probably the situation where Jimmy Haslam was in. I kept these guys. Miles is one of the best chances to keep these guys employed for 2026. Figure out a way to make it work with Miles. All right, here's more money. So I think to a certain degree, was anybody really wrong? I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, we were all using Miles' words. Like to anybody texting you, like, what about what so-and-so said? What about this media person and what they said? Well, in the end, we're all trying to decipher what Miles is saying. And Miles was not just saying it in a leak. He said it on a bunch of interviews with a bunch of different big-time media personalities. That was the message that he wanted to convey, and he was willing to do it. If he's willing to do it, then you got to use Miles' words either for him or against him. The question here is, if originally he said it was not just about the money, it was about winning, and then he just comes and takes the money. If you were mad at him before, you could be happy now, right? But if you were kind of criticizing him, you know, how do you flip-flop?
If you were already a critical person of Myles Garrett,
yeah,
you have even more to be critical of with Miles. Because it's never going to be about money for fans. And if you have a guy who people have argued that he doesn't love the game, including hosts on this station, not this show, you have people who say he's overrated, which we've argued that day in and day out with Pittsburgh fans. You have people who said that he disappears in big games. You have people who have been critical of him for the Steelers incident in 2019. I mean, those are four things right off the tippy top, right there for everybody. Those people have even more in their arsenal today. Because I guarantee there are the anti-Miles folks out there. And they're saying, yeah, just you wait. And in mid-September, when he has one sack and they are 0-3, they're going to be calling into the fan. Yep, they're going to let us have it. And these are the balances of what you deal with.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.